Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hey, you guys, it's I'm Simply V, and catch me this week on the Kicks and Shit Show.
What's good, y'all? We are back. It is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 86 of the Kicks and Shit Show. Gabby, listen, I'm getting right into it because today has been a day.
It's coming in hot today, Jay.
It's coming in very hot. NBA trade deadline, nutty. Like, just too much happening. I have a million hours of work still to do. But how are you? How was your day going?
Well, Gerard, glad that you asked. I had a wonderful day. It is 80 degrees and sunny in beautiful California.
Listen. You just got yourself a new apartment here on the East Coast. And you out here, I'm in LA. It's like you haven't even moved in yet.
Gerard, old habits die hard. What am I, you know what I mean? What I got to say about that? It's funny. I feel like if you asked me a couple years ago and you followed my like travel journeys, I happened to be at all the events, the sporting events. Mm-hmm. Just like, even if I had plans to go or not, mm-hmm. I would just show either up. Be working there or would be there. Like, the stars would align. This year, I feel like this is like a new level of growth for me that I'm not really used to. I happened to be in Vegas this past weekend during both the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Weekend. Did I go to either of them, you ask?
No.
No, I did not. I am also currently in LA, and guess what? I am leaving LA right before the Super Bowl. So
it's actually probably best anyway to leave right before the Super Bowl.
Totally. You know, that downtown traffic hits extra different, and that's coming from New York. You know what I'm saying? So, but I am very happy that LA is in the Super Bowl, and I'm just enjoying this new weather, like this nice weather. The fact that I'm wearing a t-shirt or I was in some bike short season, Gerard, is every season in Southern California, and I am with it.
Listen, it never rains in Southern California, except when it does, it's a monsoon. But you know, look, other than
and
that.
You have to wear your Air Jordan 1s if they do. Like, you know, I've heard some people say that before.
It's a little foreshadowing, a little hint maybe to a guest we may have coming up next. No, look, I'm with you on that. Southern California is great. I have spent many summers out there. Love it. Great, beautiful time. Weather's great. You know, we're trying to do this whole KNS, like East Coast, West Coast thing. We got to set up our West Coast offices out there, you know? Get ourselves
out. Right. I'm scouting, Jay.
I like it.
I just think it's funny, though, because, you know, usually, like, especially if I'm coming from work and we're recording the show, I am on one. You'd think I'd had 37 cups of coffee, like Adderall's kicking in, maybe a little cocaine. Just kidding. I do not do most of those things. On the record, I do not. Off the record, I also do not. So, you know, me after a cup of coffee.
On both records, on and off, I do not.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I just want to make sure every record is clear that, you know. I'm a lot more straightforward and straight edge than I think. I can barely handle a cup of coffee, y'all. But I can tell, Gerard, you got a lot going on over there because you, I feel like almost like, you know, when you talk about how each of us has to have our role.
Yeah.
It's kind of switched a little bit today. It's like the motherfucking remix.
Yeah.
You're
kind of in chill mode right now. You got that SoCal vibe. You're just like, I'm good. I'm chilling. Yeah. Oh boy. No.
So me and Alicia Silverstone. Come on. Shout out
to Alicia Silverstone. Shout out to Clueless, by the way, based off of the wonderful Jane Austen playing Emma. Okay, yo, so you're in downtown LA, Super Bowl, all that. Have you been hearing the secrecy that they've been doing around the halftime show? Which is, they're rehearsing, of course, and we know it's Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick, Mary J, the whole nine. But if you walk by SoFi Stadium and you hear rehearsal music, you're not hearing any of those artists. You are hearing Bon Jovi being blasted from the speakers to mask what is actually happening inside. What do you think about that?
I think that's fucking brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't been over by SoFi yet. You know, I think the stuff that I love about things like Super Bowl are the events and the craziness that happens around it. And because the Super Bowl is just one game, which makes it unique versus some of the versus every other league, it adds the extra hype, the extra suspense, like from the prop bets to the boxes at work. I mean, we had a guy on my team who, bless his heart, is amazing for this, made a full deck on the boxes, how to get them. He's like, slide 3 is where you can Zelle, PayPal, or Cash App me. Become part of our daily status with the team.
I love
seeing Joe Burrow out there flexing in these streets. By the way, these pictures that have been floating around, like, of the all-white Nike fits, right? Like, let me tell you, what are they like? They look like they're astronauts getting ready to go to outer space. Like, it is a vibe in LA. It's the warm weather. It's bringing out this new swag.
These young kids out here, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Odell, all these dudes, they just out here, you know, living their best lives, right? They're showing up on the biggest stage. Of course, when this episode comes out, the Super Bowl will have happened already. You want to make a quick prediction? Who do you think is going to win the game?
I would like to make a quick prediction, and I'm going to start it with the stat of where some of this is coming from. I find it very interesting that the only two players in history to have won the national champion and a Super Bowl are both named Joe. As we always say, Jay, like, the universe we can't write a better story than in sports when it happens and it comes to life like this. But you know what? As much as I want Joe Burrow to be the third Joe, he's got a lot of years ahead of him. You know, I think it's like Matty Ice 2.0.
But there's no guarantees. You don't know if he's going to come back. Everybody thinks they're going to go back. You don't know.
There's and ending in life. But he is earlier in his career than Matt Stafford. And I don't know what it is. Like, I love me some country boys that I feel like
I love me some
between him, you know, when Odell from the Giants, you know, I have so many emotions about and thoughts about Odell that we could do a whole episode on. We're not going to. Do not worry, everyone. But I'm going to pull for LA. I want to see this one for the home team.
Well, again, when this episode comes out, the Super Bowl will have already happened. So we are hoping it is a clean sweep because I'm too rooting for Odell Beckham Jr. to claim his first Super Bowl title. Remember when they told us that Odell wasn't good at football anymore? Yeah, don't know who said that. Anyway.
It wasn't me, no.
it should be exciting. And I'm curious to see, you know, is Odell going to wear any fancy cleats, any special cleats for this day, right? What's he got cooking with Nike? Anything fun come out? The commercials, of course, are, you know, a big part of it. Like, anybody doing anything cool brand-wise? And yes, the halftime act, which, again, they're masking it with Bon Jovi music blaring out of the speakers so you don't actually hear. Which leads to tell me, somebody, one of these artists, is dropping some new music. Whom? I don't know. But one of them.
I think that could be true. There could be some special guests. You know what would be the biggest spoiler of all if this ever happened? It's like almost like hidden in plain sight, like if Bon Jovi took the stage with them and this is really just like the fake cover, like, and that's just part of his rider to cover up what's happening in there. I mean,
I'll tell you this,
amazing, not gonna lie,
Bon Jovi with Kendrick and Dre and M and Mary J got some differing musical genres in there.
I don't know, you know, nothing past Hollywood and LA to do something that's less than amazing. So
it's, I think it's going to be
for the books for sure.
I hear you.
Concert with a side of football for half of America. So I can see how it comes out.
Indeed, folks. Well, stay tuned because coming up next, we have a special guest with us. She is not from LA, but she's from a warm weather locale in the United States. She'll talk to us about her journey, how she got started in the sneaker biz. And, you know, she might show us some fresh stuff in shoe and tell. So stay tuned. Peace. What's up, y'all? We are back. Gabby, we are not alone. We are joined by sneakerhead, digital creator, influencer, Bianca DeRusse, a.k.a. I'm Simply B. How are you?
Hi. Like, wow, that intro. I'm like, man, no pressure.
That's what I do. I try to, you know, really put it on the guests like that. So they're always like, oh, man, am I ready for this? But you are ready. Thank you, B, for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So I got to start here because this is where I start with all our guests. When did you fall in love with sneakers?
Wow. I feel like it feels like so long ago. So for me, I mean, I had a love for Penny growing up. So that's where I really fell in love with sneakers. I wanted anything that he had on his feet at the time. But my mom was not buying me any pennies or anything. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to own them at the time. But that's like the first time that I do remember like wanting a pair of sneakers.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's such a common theme with all of our guests, right, Gabby? It's like, you know, they fell in love with like some ball player or some other athlete, whatever. The shoes probably cost like $100 and whatever, and ain't no parents out here buying their kids, nope. At least that we know, no $100 sneakers. That was not happening.
Nah. Yeah, thanks.
This is our first Penny shout out, though. I'm hype about that because I feel like the era of blue chips, like that's what I grew up on too. So nothing but love for Penny and Little Penny.
Oh, you gotta love Little Penny.
I love him. Yes.
A little known fact, right? Like not little known fact. I mean, you know it now once you saw the that 30 for 30 documentary. But like when they had all those commercials with Little Penny, of course, Chris Rock doing the voice, there was all that little bit of jealousy with Shaq and Penny, right? Where Shaq was like, wait a minute, like you got these Little Penny commercials. Tyra Banks is into you. What? What about me? I'm Shaquille O'Neal. And I'm like, listen, man, it's, you know, Penny's a little more, it's a little cooler.
Shaq got the general.
General
and Gold Bond. The whole new generation for Shaq.
And that stuff's all recent. That's like now. Like when he was back then, it was just like, you know.
Yeah. It was not the same. Like those commercials were just a whole nother level. And Penny's endorsements at the time in general were amazing because he was with Honeycomb as well. Like he had I was eating Honeycomb. The cereal was horrible. It was like literally eating cardboard, but I bought every box because in every box there was a Penny Hardaway poster, like a 3D kind of thing, and I was like, I need them all. I don't even eat the cereal, but like we're gonna get this. So yeah, like his whole thing, like his marketing aspect of his brand was Amazing. It was excellent. Sure.
So, you love Penny. Like, that was the thing, but you weren't getting Penny. So how did you start to build up your sneaker collection, your love? Like, when did it all start, like, really developing into that fantastic wall we see behind you?
Oh, God. Oh, you mean when did it go downhill? So I would say literally right after high school when I got my first job and I was able to finally make my own money. With my first check, I went sneaker shopping. I went with one of my friends. We went on a sneaker run. We hit all these spots. And what I really started collecting at that time were Dunks and SBs. So that's where I really like dove into sneakers. And yeah, then I started to expand. After Dunks, I went to Jordans and Air Maxes and,
Yeah.
The rest is history.
You did it all. I'm assuming you finally got your hands on a pair of Pennies.
I finally got my hair on my hands. Sorry, I finally got my hands on a pair of Pennies. A couple pairs. I got my Grail recently, like 2 years ago. It's actually not a Penny, but it's a Penny sneaker. It's an Air Force One Penny. So okay. I mean, he's still there, so, yeah.
I love that. I mean, it's interesting when you talk about grails, right, and kind of that evolution through sneakers, because the term grail, it means something totally different to everyone. Mm-hmm. Has that been your OG grail? Has it kind of evolved over time? Talk about some of your favorite silhouettes and kind of, like, where that meaning came from.
So, for me, grails have always been, I guess, essentially, it's a sneaker, right, that you want the most out of all of the sneakers and that you can't really get your hands on at that moment, right? But I still feel like even once you do get your hands on it, it's still a grail because I have grails and I don't wear them because it's my grail, right? Mm-hmm, and I'm like super paranoid. I don't want to ruin them. I don't want anything to happen to them. So... and it's also like because it's something harder to get, you don't have like doubles, right? Well, I have doubles of one of my grails, but like the Pennies I don't, and it's predominantly white, so I haven't worn it yet. I'm like waiting for the perfect day, the perfect moment to put those things on. But yeah, a grail is that sought after sneaker that you really want. And right now I'm trying to think if I have one that I'm looking for. No, I have the two that I want. So another pair of ones that I have, but
I love that. I think also too, the idea, cause Gabby knows this idea of like the perfect day. It's like, listen, man, I ain't trying to get these shoes all messed up out in these streets. Like,
white shoes are dangerous.
So we ain't going to no barbecues in anybody's backyard with any green grass on them. No.
You can't do it. And then I'm just, and like the bottom, the sole, I mean, I'll show you guys, I guess, with the shoe and toe later, but the whole sole is clear. It's like translucent and you can see like the Penny logo. And I'm just like, I do not want to like step on the floor with these. Like, I want to see this all the time.
That's a day where you know you're getting car service and picked up somewhere. You're going right inside. You're coming right back out into a car. You're spending no time really walking around, doing things. That's when you got to rock those.
And you get those booties that you put around them to protect them right before that, like, step and repeat, flip them off, flip them back on. Absolutely.
I can do, like, DJ Khaled and go around with a pillow so that my feet don't even, like, touch the floor. And just put it down so, like, it's just, always protected. I have to figure something out, but I need to wear them at some point for sure.
I love that. So, okay, so you obviously you love sneakers, and if you love Penny Ground, that means you love ball. So how did you turn, like, all of that, right, your love of sport, basketball, sneakers, into a way in which you can be intimately involved in this industry and not just a sneaker consumer, right? I mean, nothing wrong with that. Plenty of people just buy sneakers. But how'd you figure out a way to get into this industry to be like, you know what, I want to do stuff within here?
Honestly, I have no idea. This is, like, an honest answer. Like, it just happened, right? Like, there's not, like, a steps that I took to get here, if that makes sense. Like, I could not tell you how to do it per se. I promise you, it was from one day to the next. Like, I was just posting what I like, right? So before now, like, for the longest time, I didn't even post myself. Like, I literally only posted sneakers. So a majority of my pictures when I first started on Instagram were literally from my knee down. Like, nobody knew. I feel like most people didn't even know I was a girl unless they're like, okay, it's leggings, so you have to know it's a girl. But yeah, it was literally only sneaker pictures. And then once I started to, like, you know, I guess branch out more and be a little braver and show more of myself, I feel like that's when, you know, brands started reaching out, because it wasn't even me reaching out to the brands. It was the brands reaching out to me to, like, work with me in, you know, some capacity. So, So I don't know. Like, I couldn't tell anybody, like, you have to do X, Y, Z, because I feel like if you're just genuinely yourself, the brands see it, they reach out to you, and it just starts from there. It's so, like, a domino effect.
How did it feel the first time a brand hit you and was like, look, we want you to, we're going to send you some merch. We want you to feel, like, how did that feel? Like, were you like, damn, I'm on my way. It's the come up.
I almost died. So, like, I feel like the first thing that I did was a local store, like, especially, like, as far as, like, video. I mean, you know, I got featured on, like, you know, like, Nice Kicks and stuff like that. I mean, at the time, that was cool. But as far as, like, working with a brand, it was working with my local sneaker store, and they asked me to do a video and create content. And I was like, oh, my God, like, this is, like, you know, it's Shoe Gallery. So for us locally, I don't know if you guys are familiar with there, but that's, like, an iconic, like, sneaker store out here in Miami, right? Like, it's been here for, like, forever. And for me to be able to work with them, I was just like, what, me? Like,
I made it.
Like, now they're giving me shoes to do something, to collaborate with them. So, yeah, I was, like, freaking out. And, yeah, it's been amazing because I've worked with them, you know, on multiple projects. So it wasn't just one and done. So, of course, I wanted it to be, like, perfect. So then that's the thing. You're, like, anxiety, like, I'm like, you don't want to mess it up. You want it to be perfect. And, yeah, but it was definitely amazing.
I like that you talk about bravery, though, because that's what it is, right? And there's never just that one moment, but I don't think people give enough credit to the creators out there that really are putting themselves out there on the line. Like, I know I sound like I'm talking about first responders and frontliners right here, but, like, you are the frontliners of social media, my friend. And I think, you know, there's a lot to that. And I like that you tap into authenticity as well. I think that's something that's super important. I'd love to talk more about, though, that local Miami scene. Every city that, you know, Gerard and I go visit to, or we have guests on from around the country, there's a certain kind of vibe. Like, you can't be a New Yorker without a pair of Uptowns. What is the vibe like in Miami?
It's so crazy because Miami, like, we're such a transient state, right? So, like, most people, when I tell them that I'm from here, they're in shock because, like, I was born and raised here. And there's a lot of people who are, like, they come from New York or they come from all these other places. They're not, like, born and raised here. Which I'm like, I know a lot of people like from here, right? So I feel like there's not, like, how you said, New York, you have Uptowns. Cali, they have Cortez. We don't have a signature shoe. What we have is a signature colorway. Like, that's our thing. Like, we have Beach colorway. So our thing, I feel like, is more of, like, the colors or, like, you know, the vibe. So it's usually, like, the bright colors and stuff like that. But, like, there's not just one shoe that they wear here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's true. Miami is a transplant city, right? So you're going to have a lot of different influences, but it is about that, you know, the bright colors, even if, you know, that the hurricane colors, right? Those, like, green and orange, right? Or, like, just that kind of bright, breezy, like, all right, this is Miami. You know, so you're getting brands starting to work with you, you're doing your thing, but it's a crowded space, right? Like, so many people are creating and doing so many of the same things. How do you keep yourself authentic and doing different things to be like, look, it's not the same old stuff you find everywhere else? Because, I mean, really, not that if people do this, this is not shade, but you can find an unboxing. Literally, I mean, everyone does it. Like, this, like, right? You don't need to. It's easy. A million people do it. Like, so what do you do to make sure you're like, nah, we got to do something different here?
That's, like, the hard part, right? So, I have my friend Louie, thank God, who helps me with all of my videos. Literally any kind of content I come with or that I create, especially, like, video, he's, like, my go-to guy because we've been doing this since my first, like, you know, project with anyone. And so he already knows, like, I'll come with him or go to him with an idea, and I come, it's usually something outlandish, right?
That's good, though.
Like, some, right? And he's like, Bianca, please, like, we cannot do this. You're doing way too much. And then he's like, this is what we can do, though. You know, or he'll be like, no, like, this is kind of boring. We should try to do this to make it a little different. So then we play off of each other and we're able to create something amazing. So every year I do a top five video, top five sneakers, and it's never the same, right? We always do some fun transitions. And I feel like that's where you differ, because any, like you said, anybody can do an unboxing. And it's very simple of just like, open, look, here you go. But I think it's all in how you create the content and how you show it. Because I think that's really where the differences lie, in the quality of what you're showing as well. Yeah.
I love that. And I think, you know, it's important to talk about, like, that you have a team, right? And I think that who are aspiring creators, like, I have a friend whose kids all talk about wanting to be YouTube stars when they grow up, which, like, I mean, that didn't exist when we were there. So it's a whole different time. But I think the amount of credit and the amount of work that goes into it, like, you know, it's important to talk about that kind of stuff. I think even just, like, you've been on the game for a while. So tell us more about kind of the evolution from, like, when you did your first video to kind of a little bit more about where you are now. What kind of has changed and what's been kind of the same aside from your videographer?
Well, from the beginning, like, the differences are, when I first started, it was mostly pictures when I first started on Instagram, right? It wasn't like, nobody cared about video like that per se at that time, right? It was just like, and even the pictures were terrible because picture quality was different. We were doing the it was like a grid. I don't know if you remember, it was like one picture here in the corner, and it was like a shirt, and then like just the shoes over here. It wasn't everything like in one. I don't know. It was terrible at the time, like, and now I look at it, I'm like, I can't believe I did this, but we all did it, right? But so it's not just that, but even now, because you're doing video, but people don't even want to see a video that's longer than a minute. Like, it's, you have to make it concise, and it's just like even little clips. It's don't know, it's definitely harder now, because you have to keep someone's attention for that minute or for that 15 seconds or whatever it is that they're asking for, or whatever it is you're posting. So it's not as easy as it used to be, but it definitely keeps you on your toes, where you have to stay creative. Like, you can't keep doing the same thing because people do get bored. So I think that's what it is now. It's more about creativity and because without, like, you can't just do the same thing. Like, I couldn't do the same video now that I did even two years ago, or even last, it wouldn't hit the same.
Well, you're competing for mind share, right? I mean, I think that's the difference now, is that everyone, like, I say this to everybody now, right? Like, whether you are a brand, an individual, whatever, if you have social media accounts, which most people do, you have to think like a content company, right? Well, you ain't the only one thinking like a content company. All the other hundreds of millions are doing the same exact thing, right? So it's about, okay, there's a million, there's literally hundreds of millions of options. Like, why am I going to look at this versus the other 100 million things I could look at, right? So it's literally, how do you keep that thing quick and do whatever to, like, really capture and get to your point right away? And it's difficult. So with that in mind, how does it work with your show, right? With what you do with Sneaker Sunday?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, having different women every week, right? So it's not just, like, obviously the common denominator is sneakers, right? So we know this, right? So it's all just women in sneakers every Sunday, but they all have different stories. So that's where the creativity, or that's where the uniqueness comes in. Like, none of these women are the same. Some of them, I've had a woman who is a professional violinist, and her sneaker collection is ridiculous. And she posts herself, like, back in the day when she's playing the violin with some Jordans on. And I'm like,
that's hot.
This is classically trained with Jordans.
But like, I bet a video with her and her Jordans doing that, I bet you people click on that.
Today? Absolutely. That would go viral.
But at the same time, she doesn't post like that. So you wouldn't know, right? Like, she posts here and there. It's not the same. And her collection is, like, she has, it's just unreal. Like, her Jordan, like, vintage Jordans, like, literally she has, like, every six ever probably to come out. So you can literally see the evolution of Infrared Sixes, like, in her collection. And that's just one girl, right? So imagine, I've been doing this. This is going to be my second year doing, you know, going on 2 years of doing Sneaker Sunday. the amount of women that I've spoken to every week who have a different story, just like, well, this is Brittany. Well, let me say her name. Brittany, and it's just like they're all so unique. Yeah. And like the one common thing about us is that we love sneakers, but we're also so different. We don't dress the same. Mm-hmm. Like we all have different styles. We all just love sneakers.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's cool about it though, right? And you know, we're coming up on Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. and you know, there's lots of kicks getting gifted in the air. things like that, where I think originally it used to be like the pink it and shrink it with the pink sneakers. You know, I think that there's a place for that. But just the way that the game has evolved for women in terms of access and yes. style. I'd love that you champion women of all of those different kind of vibes and places and backgrounds and loves for kicks. I think we're finally in a place that's a safe space for sneakers and to really love what you like. It doesn't have to be the same style. It doesn't have to be the same silhouette. That said, what are you seeing now that brands are doing that are kind of crushing it and shaking up the game?
Right now, I love that brands are really tapping into women, like on a whole nother level. Like we've seen, like they're doing lines specifically for women. Jordan Brand, you know, they did a whole women's line. And not only that, they're collaborating with women. Like the fact that Melody Ehsani is the first woman to be, you know, in her position at Foot Locker is like, you know,
wild.
Mind blowing, because we're in 2022 and we're still having, you know, the first woman to do XYZ. Mm-hmm. So that right there is like a thing, but I'm glad to see that it's finally happening for us because, you know, she's a woman in sneakers. Like she's been in footwear for a really long time. Her style is very much, you know, like the normal, I guess, like I don't want to say the normal sneaker girl, but it's very, you know, she dresses like tomboyish sometimes. Like she's very fluid in her style, I would say. Mm-hmm, she does dresses up, dresses down. So it's really dope to see that happening. And I love to see even men collaborating on women's releases, like James, how he did his women's sneaker, the threes. So, I mean, I love to see it. And I love that they're like, it's not a pink it and shrink it shoe, right? Which we complain about all the time. I mean, they're still doing it, but I feel like it's expected, right? Like there's still girls who actually love that. So it's a thing, there's a market for it. But I am happy to see that they are kind of trying to go around and please all of us. A little bit. Okay. I'm not fully satisfied yet, but we're getting there.
Listen, it, you know, God, progress is always, for whatever reason, slow as molasses in January. But, you know, like, it's just, that's just the nature of the beast, right? For so many things. But what I will say is, I love the fact that brands are doing women's only launches and lines, and it's great. What I would love to see is the next evolution of that, which is, and I don't know how they'll do it, but there's plenty of smart people out there who can figure it out. Yo, don't actually let people who aren't women get them. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, don't, like, I mean. Like just don't.
Yes, but see, there's the thing, though. I always am devil's advocate when it comes to this topic, because I don't want it now to also die in reverse, where now it's like, this is a men's release and you can't get them, because then I wouldn't have
all the shoes you have.
5% of the sneakers that I own, because if we want to keep it real for me, most of the sneakers that I buy are men's sneakers because they're not pink and because they come in those colors that I like. So I wouldn't have any sneakers. If that was the case, if it was like, oh, only men, and then I would be upset.
Well, listen, B, I'm the self-appointed sneakers czar. So no, women's only releases will be for women, and men's releases will be for everybody. That's how we're gonna make it. That's how we're doing it. It is so decreed.
Unisex.
Fine. So decreed. So decreed.
I like it.
See how simple.
Gender neutral.
Look how easy I made it, everybody.
All the problems the industry's had for years and years.
Give me a couple hours and I will solve the world's problems. Okay.
What state that molasses living in now, my friend?
that's so molasses terrible. In like Antarctica in January.
Oh man,
too funny. Well, folks. Stay tuned, because coming up next, I know, since B's got all these fancy shoeboxes behind her, I know she's got some fancy shoes to show us in America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane. So stay tuned. Peace. What's up, y'all? We are back, and you know what time it is. America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. Guys, we had co-founder Chad Jones on a couple weeks ago. Listen, he told you all there is to know about Another Lane. Get yourselves over there to anotherlane.com and do what you got to do. Now, B, this part of the show is really about you. So I am ceding the floor to you. You show me what you got. Show us a shoe. Tell us a story. Why you like it. The whole deal.
No pressure, right?
None whatsoever. Zero pressure.
Like, my anxiety now is on 1,000. But, I mean, trying to, like, I guess, narrow down some kicks, I guess. I just picked a few of my favorites. Some of them are, you know, a little fancy, and some of them are basic stuff.
It's so all good.
I will start with the most basic, I guess. So I have here my Shadow Ones.
Like it.
This is my favorite Jordan 1. I have like too many pairs to count. I think I have like 3 pairs DS. Because this is literally like my ultimate favorite sneaker, and I beat them up. Like, if you see my other pairs, it's like they're wrecked. So I was like, I need another 2 because like it's just mandatory, yeah, right?
I got you.
So this is my favorite, and I have this hashtag, ones were made for rainy days. For me, ones are the ultimate sneaker. I feel like you could beat them up, you could wear them, and they don't look ugly. It's like the one shoe that you could beat up. It's not like a Air Force One where if you wear it like 2 or 3 times, it starts to, you know, once the creasing comes, it just is terrible. Ones is like the polar opposite. Like, I feel like creasing adds character and they just look a little better. So a worn pair of ones is always good too.
I also love ones are for rainy days. That's you know, I like that.
Thank you. All right. So that's one. Okay. So I have my Air Swoops.
Air Swoops
was the first woman to have her own basketball sneaker, so we had to show her some love. And a story behind these is I ordered them when they first came out. It was like whatever at the time, like the hardest thing to get, and I got them from Nordstrom, and they lost my package. Like, UPS lost my package, so I couldn't get the shoes. I was devastated. And so, you know, I got my money back and all that, but I didn't want my money back. I wanted the shoes.
Get me the shoes.
And, yeah, exactly. And I couldn't, I was like, everywhere I tried to find, I couldn't find them. And then maybe like a couple months later, I went to the Nike outlet and there they were, like in Orlando, not even like locally. So I got them at the outlet for like $70.
See?
That's so, even better.
Sometimes, you know, luck just, yeah, you know, smiles on you.
So I was really happy to find them. And let's see, what else do I have here? Okay. These are not in order at this point. They're just there.
Well, what order? There is no order. It's just whatever you
there
want to show.
There is no, I know. I just started stacking them. okay. So then these are the DJ Clark Kent Air Force Ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of either 100, I think maybe less. I don't remember exactly how many, but it was a friends and family only. I feel like he gave me the first pair,
but
I'm just saying that he's probably going to be like, Bianca, no, I gave it to somebody else, but I'm going to say I got the first pair. It's just really dope. Like, you know, he gifted them to me personally. So this just has more like sentimental value, I feel like, than anything else. But also like the materials on the shoes, it's pony hair, leather piping, leather laces, perforated leather on the insole. Like, I mean, any DJ Clark Kent creation is going to be amazing because he does not play when it comes to materials. So this one had to, you know, be in there.
Look at you just casually being like, oh, you know, DJ Clark, I got to give them to me personally, whatever. Like,
because, I mean, that's what happened.
Ain't no thing, you know, I just...
I'll say though, that material, I feel the anxiety for you with that material, with the pony hair.
No, but like, these are actually really good. I wore these to the last couple, not last year, but the year before. And when I was comfortable, and it doesn't crease. I think because of the pony hair, like, I wore them the whole day. Like, you know, Complex On is like all day. And like, look.
Yeah, you, like, you're good.
Like 2 days long. Oh, they look perfect.
No, yeah. It was the same with the seven hairs, Gab, with the faux rabbit leather. Like, it's the same. I mean, it's faux rabbit hair. It's just no creasing. Yeah. You can't. How can you crease hair? It's hair.
Yeah. I was like surprised too. I was like, man, they're going to be, I thought I was going to be in pain because of like the leather, like the perforated leather. I was like, man, it's going to scratch my heel. I'm going to end up with like a blister. And no, nothing. But, yeah, I was like chilling. So
like it, like yeah. It.
But so that's that one. All right, what's next? Okay, so now I'll share with you my grails.
Getting dangerous now. Oh,
my undefeated no liners. This is like for me one of the greatest sneakers ever made. For so many reasons, I love that they don't have the lining. Sorry, like the laces came out, so let me fix it. But I love that there's no lining, so I'm not sure. I'm sure you guys are familiar, but for those not watching, there's no lining, like no padding at all in the inner lining of the sneaker, on the tongue, there's nothing. I love this shoe. It's literally just leather, suede, and these beautiful colors, which I feel like normally, if I describe the shoe to you, you're going to be like, ew, that sounds disgusting. Until you see it, and then you're like, man, it's like unreal, because this is definitely not something that I would think to like put together. So
love it.
I love this shoe.
I love that every color has its own moment on that shoe. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
It's like they're not eating, they're in harmony, and they all just are beautiful, even with the lighting. It's just,
yes, it's such a great shoe. Like, I love it, and they're comfortable, they fit well, and they're very durable too. So again, it's like a Jordan 1, you know, you have, mm-hmm. like, they'll last forever. So, yeah. And then this is my other one. My Penny Hardaway Air Force.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, it's so clean.
It's such a clean shoe.
I have not, this is DS because I told you my anxiety with the white.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, like, I'm not willing to take that risk, and I only have one pair. So I haven't even tried them on or anything just because I'm like,
listen, I get it. As someone who, you know, I'm not, when it's inclement weather, it's like, oh no, these are no. So I get it. I'm with you. Like,
there, but there's so many details like on this shoe. So you have like pinstripes, mm-hmm. on the top.
The old Magic jerseys. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Oh, you have the Penny logo.
Yep.
See, that's also why I don't want to get this dirty.
Yeah, no.
You can't get that dirty.
You can't do that.
That is strictly for car service days only.
And so, like, that's, I guess, my biggest thing with this. Well, like, why I haven't worn it. And then if I had a second pair, then I wear them all the time. But, yeah, like, we're going to have to wait a little bit for this still.
All good. But, all good.
Yeah. So those are my five.
I love it. I love your five. That's okay, fantastic. Good. We love. It's not about what like is what we want to see. We want to see what you want to show us. That's what matters.
Okay. Yeah. Like that's all I guess I want. But yeah.
This was fun. We enjoyed talking with you. Tell the people where they can find you and get a load of all your dope content and just, you know, really get into what you're doing in the space.
Well, if you're looking to follow me, I am on. Where am I? Instagram, Twitter. I don't really tweet though, so don't follow me on Twitter. but it's I'm Simply B everywhere. So like any platform, I'm literally I'm Simply B everywhere. Yeah.
We love that. And thank you so much for joining us. And folks, that's another episode of the Kicks and Shit Show. We are, of course, part of the Count the Dings family. You can find us on the Bomb Network with the original Bomb Show, Woke Bros, Roost Kitchen, the Euphoria Recap Show, and of course us, the Kicks and Shit Show. And we are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. And until next time, peace.
Bye.